Kara, Kara Ches Mishnah Aleph. So the Mishnah Mechal is that two people were Shemer, one of them come Tomei, it's Kosher because it goes to Shusha Shosheni. If he became Taran afterwards, the second one came Tomei, it's because it goes to Shusha Shosheni. So Ram and the Rosh say the Chiddush of the Mishnah is even though it says, in Perek Zayin Mishnah Yud, that you give it to a Shemer Tomei, it comes Pasul. When there are two Shemerim and one of them come Tomei, it doesn't come Pasul. Why? Because the Shemer Shosheni is Tar. And we look at it, the first one was Masalik and Shmira, and only the second one is Mishema. So Chertz, sorry, Chiyan, Pshute, the Pshad is when he gave it to two Shemrim, the Pshad is, that the reason why it's not going to be Tomei, because the Maisa, since it's a Shemritar, so it's called Mishmeris, because he's watching it. So what do you need the reason to say the Shemritamei was Masalik and Shmira? Just say the Pshad is that it's considered that he is. You have a Shemer, which is Tar. Tar is from the city, so the Dove is, he wants to say that whenever you give it to Shemer Tomei, his Tomei is not because of concern in the Shemira. Since it's Bershus of Shemer Tomei, it's Beches the Stumna, if the man's apostle. Therefore, if two Shemer and one come Tomei, you might think, you have to say that he's Messiah of Shemira. Because if not, it's Beches the Stumna, it's going to be a problem. He says, but according to the Rosh, sorry, Chiyan, the Rosh says that Shemer Tomei's apostle is because the Shemir's Tomei is not Shemiri. Same Kane Tzarchin, that's a rush. What do you have to say? That he said a dover is that he was a Masaka Shmira. Say that he said a dover is that it's like. So you have a Shmira star. So it's good when he said a dover is Machal Ephraim Lechashim says that if you give a Pikodim to two Shemim, is it Pshah as one person's Shemir all thing? Or is Pshah as even the Shemir and the Chedek of it? It says Machalik Shmishayim. Could be the sort of davis according to that over here that maybe it's considered it's one shmira of two people, and therefore it's gonna be that's the guy's dasas is chesed in the shmira. Therefore, kumash malon. Then no, that over here you can misalik, and this other person is considered a shem. The mishnah is mamshich asachem malacha ksherim b'shusas hasheni. If one shemir does malacha, who was my idea of Balaam, he comes instead of the Balaam and he passes Malacha. Now the Mishnah is Mechadish, if you have two Shem, one of the Malachas to be Kasher. For sure, when he did the Malacha, it's considered that he is Masalak Hashmi, the Rambam says, and therefore he's not considered the Balaam for Malacha. According to the Rambam, Shem is a Balaam, therefore it's some Malacha, so it's a good way to say the Shem or Tamei. See, he's not a Balaam anymore because he's Masalak Hashmi. According to the Rosh, some Malachas has Chadas. You have to know what if the similar shadow. We have to know you say that he's Masalik the Shemira. Why don't you say there's no Hasek Hadas? Because you have the other Shemir. Makashme Chatas, Lino, it's a sandal. You shouldn't wear a sandal. Or enough of Mashkin, a sandal. If the Mashkin falls on the sandal, the Mashkin's Vitam the Kli, Nitma Vitamu, Haroima Vitamecha, Litamuni, Vatatamid, Saini. The person says kilo to the sandal, it doesn't make any sense. It's a pelvic chiddush that the mashkin itself couldn't mashkin can be tam adam, and you, which is a kabbal, to the mashkin, you have a koyach to be tam adam. A kli which is, comes as shani with machmet to down like avatum is tam adam, the mashkin itself would not be metam. There's another guise of the mashkin are metam of the kilim. So the Gemara Shabbos is mavur that because the gzira to mashkin says zov, mahenosh is zov. Which are avatumah, the metamah is kelim and the Torah. So in order to purchase and get mixed up between kelim, which is tasmashkim, which are nimma and the Torah. So therefore they're guizah to that, auto mashkim shazov, mashkim, and that's why it's going to be tamay. Why weren't they guizahs of tamah odom? Because with that call, a person that does not touch my initial zov, it's double muyus, and it's like shkiach, and therefore that's the sibis adova why they weren't guizah on Odom Dafka on Kedem. How we find the Chazal in the second line of Maila, since they were Mekel to do it for Yoim, they were in the second line of Maila, so to over here, even though Be'etzem, it should be, the Kedem should be a Dagger Sheni Lotomo, it's Tomo from the Mashkim, but they said there's a cloud that by Para, there's no reason Sheni Shlishi, everything has been of Avatomo, and therefore the Kedem is Din of Avatomo. And being that the Kenan didn't have a tumor, it goes down and being time to Adam. Why wouldn't a Gezer make a Maila to say that the maskish b'tam adam. The pshat is because they weren't mechadish a tumah which we don't find elsewhere. Because we do find that maskim are b'tam kelim, b'negei truma. You find kelim which come b'tam maskim b'tam adam mechadas. We find such a thing about tumah, it's just almost like a b'tam adam. We don't find anywhere the maskim are as metama person. So therefore they weren't gwizered by mechatas, by chatas, and therefore that's the pshat in the halach over here, that the keli comes tame, it's tame the adam, but the mashk itself would not be metama the adam straight out. Well, you saw the mission is dafka, the person who is mekadesh the mechatas, or what about the person who's negei mechatas, or the one who's mazah mechatas. The pshat is, since only not even a din, it's a male of alma, even though it's just a ma'alma, the only matriach, the person is a mekadesh, and not everyone else. So the Merikoka says, Epshel abusan not a mekadesh, if a mekadesh, chmir, koshkin, mazesh, royal, is a yoyser. And he says that maybe what then the other one's awesome. Shmois of the rash, that the hoch shash, the masking mitami of the sandal, is some of the chatos, but it's mamish mam tameim, maybe tam also a person. Chazish hey and Tezavav says it's not shayach. He says it's a toy sufer, but it's not a kambo tumma as a person. In al basari, if the mashka was a basari as a mitar, and a falak susay, the tamei say tumo, or zo imu, tamei dechas, the tamuni, vat the tamei seni. The beged is a din of a kli, which is a kambo tumma as mashkin. Therefore falls on a beged, it's mitam of the odom. So the beged is din of a sandal. Still, the chum would not masak like by sandal. The person shouldn't wear shoes. So maybe we should masak with kash v'chata shouldn't be dressed because it's a yevsher. Mashenkin is shayach to go around barefoot. The oid is more shkiach that it should fall on your feet from your ksus or shtid and going, and that's why they want to go on the sandal as opposed to the begod. The other ones are differently. It's not to say Rechish's other mashkin will fall. Rechish's maybe the actual mashkin of Mechaz will fall. The Pasa is a Kadas. Therefore, the Gemetam of the sandal is the Gemetam of the Adam. Like the Gemara says, the Chagiga, Nisus, Vigis, Nisus, Chuma, Veloyas, Hekdash, Chosh, and Chatas. Also, Skusus, Vigis, 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 the rabbi says they dafka glizer on the shoes as opposed to begadim, because begadim make it in the czar. Hashem came, the shoes you can't.